I'm Glenn Robinson with Baylor Scott & White Health, and this is Business of Healthcare's final installment in our three-part series on cancer care. For decades, when it comes to treating cancer, there have been three main options: surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy. Often these treatments are used in concert with one another to rid patients of tumors and eradicate any traces of the disease. While these will likely remain staples of cancer care for the foreseeable future, a host of new advanced treatment modalities are coming online and are expected to expand the cancer care toolbox. One is immunotherapy, which looks for ways to bolster the body's immune system to prevent the spread of cancer. Some cancers take hold and spread throughout the body because they aren't susceptible to the body's immune response and even develop immunity to chemotherapy drugs and radiation. Immunotherapy attacks the cancer's defenses, potentially allowing for effective treatment. A related field of cancer study is therapeutic viruses and dendritic cell vaccines. These are biological agents engineered in a lab capable of seeking out and destroying cancer cells while leaving healthy tissue alone. Another exciting development in cancer research involves nanoparticles. This advanced microscopic technology can be used to more precisely target cancer cells in multiple ways without harming normal cells. For instance, nanoparticles can deliver heat to tumors to shrink them, or be loaded with medication and sent to hunt down cancer cells. There may never be one silver bullet to cure cancer, but rapid progress on many fronts hopefully will someday lead to its demise. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.